T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We were at the parade yesterday, and we had a blast. It was spectacular. Mm-hmm. They're estimating 1.5 million people. So all the haters that said we were tired of parades, or we didn't want parades, or we weren't going to have a parade.
You're not a parade.
You don't know how to parade.
No. We don't know how to parade.
We treat every parade like it's the first parade and the last parade.
Oh, my God. Yep.
And we follow the rules.
And it was... it was a long one, too.
Don't throw anything!
Like, the Red Sox parade was quick. Because it was so cold,
yeah.
Like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
This one, I think, went 44 hours. It was a long one.
It was 60 degrees.
We were at the beginning,
yeah,
and they were slow rolling out. By the time it got to the end, it was moving.
Dan's still parading right now.
Yeah.
I can tell.
Dan came
to work in the same clothes he left here in yesterday, and a huge rip in his jeans. We don't know how he got that. He doesn't know how he got that. What is this audio, Salt?
So when Annie and I got down there early, you know, the parade route was filling up pretty quickly, but we got secured a good spot at Lear right there in the window, and they had opened up the window, so we were like, man, this is just perfect.
Right.
So, you know, we're grabbing some people, we're talking to some people here and there, and I met this couple that came down from Maine, and, you know, it so happened they live right around where my wife and I got married. I mean, of all places, they were literally in the next town over. So we're talking about that, and I was like, oh, so you drove down today? He goes, yeah, well, once I got back from Atlanta, I had to drive down. I go, wait, what? He was in Atlanta on Sunday, so I'm like, let's talk to you about this. No, you came down from Maine to be here today, but I understand you were somewhere very special on Sunday.
Yes, I flew in from Atlanta yesterday, was at the game on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was a boring game, wasn't it?
Well, not for me, no.
No, what was it like down there in Atlanta? Because, I mean, granted, it was a low-scoring game, but as a Patriot fan, and I hear that it was a Patriot crowd, was it just nuts?
I'd say it was like 75% Pat. Fans. It's a different sort of crowd than a regular game, though.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more low-key, but it's definitely majority Pats fans.
I got you. Yeah. Okay, so what'd you do after the Super Bowl?
So, well, during the Super Bowl, I got kicked out of my section for being too rowdy.
Wait, too rowdy?
Yeah, I spilled some beer on a guy with a Pat Mahomes jersey, accidentally.
Allegedly. We use that term a lot here.
They put me in this little bleacher section, which I escaped from.
And are you on the run?
No.
Is Atlanta PD looking for you?
I hope not.
Oh,
but,
my God.
So then I found some standing room area with some Pats fans to watch the end of the game.
Holy smokes, man. We got a fugitive from Maine here. All right, so you and your lovely lady here are down from Maine. Yeah. Where was she when the Super Bowl was happening?
She was at her sister's place in Hoboken, New Jersey.
New Jersey, that is not a fun place to be during the Super Bowl.
Oh my gosh. My brother-in-law got CBS tickets at a charity auction.
Ah, okay.
A few months ago. So when he bought them, we didn't know the Pats were going to be in it.
Yeah.
So we were just hoping the whole time. And
that's awesome. Well, you guys excited to be out here today?
Hell yeah.
All right, you going to get kicked out of here?
I don't think so.
Please don't. Yeah. All right, man.
Thanks.
Wow.
They were awesome. It was so funny. And then turn around, these two other guys from Maine walk in.
Right.
They went to high school, like their kids went to high school with him or something like that.
Something
it was
crazy.
This crazy thing. They didn't know each other. They just all met up randomly at that bar.
Producer Dan, what happened to your jeans? Why are they ripped from the waist down to the back of your knee?
Why is anything?
I blame myself because I kept buying Dan a drink, but then he would have gone and bought himself a drink.
Yeah.
And so
what we have here is a failure to communicate.
There was two, then there was four.
Dan, what time frame? Yeah, what time did you get to work yesterday morning here at the radio station?
4:40.
Okay, yeah. And what time did you get home last night?
I will let you know when I get there.
Still hasn't been home.
He hasn't been home.
Why would I be in these pants if I went home?
Do you know around what time the incident to the pants happened?
Listen, let's not get bogged down in details.
So no.
Do you know where you slept?
Yes.
Ish.
Was it inside or outside?
Was it at a train station?
No.
How many Ubers did you take yesterday?
one to get here this morning.
Does that person's office that you slept in smell?
Throwing a lot of questions.
I hear the couch in the conference room is not as comfortable as the couch that used to be in our office.
It is the worst.
There it is.
We are all damaged.
Wow.
Everybody could see my butt at work today.
Yay.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
I have some fun audio for you that we got yesterday when we were at the parade. I think one of the things I heard a few times too was that a lot of people, this was the first time going to the parade, just because it's happened so many times before. They didn't go. And then I think they've realized that the Patriots could be at the end of this run. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady may not have that many more left in him, and they better get out there and see
him. 60 degrees.
And it was 60 degrees.
I contend
degrees
that was the reason that a lot of people made a shift.
Yeah, that was
it's
a part of
the
two.
It's way easier to get your kids out and stuff if they don't have to be bundled up and complaining about, like, you know, temperatures and stuff.
No, yeah, absolutely.
I definitely think that had a lot to do with that.
Here is Salt, I guess, talking to some school kids.
Yeah.
Guys, Salt from X1041. You guys are holding our signs today. What school did you come from?
Saco.
Now, do they know that you're not in school today?
Yes.
Do they think you're sick?
I don't know. Yes.
And dad's a principal.
So your dad's cool with it?
Yeah. Think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
Not quite sure?
No.
His dad's the principal? Is that what the other kids said?
I didn't see the principal anywhere around there, so I'm just saying.
I saw that the Globe had some really good pictures this morning, and one of them was a little girl holding a sign that said, like, Mrs. you know, Jones or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sick.
I think the favorite thing I saw yesterday, too, was somebody posted a picture of a four-month-old baby, and was the caption was something along the lines of, I'm only 4 months old, and I've already seen more championship parades than the, than the New York Mets, the New York Giants. And, the New York Knicks combined in the past decade.
It was crazy. We saw a guy that was right in front of Lear, where we were at on the street, and he had his young infant daughter on his shoulders. I would say she was about two. And then he had his other daughter, who was about four or five. She was like basically cradled on him in the front. And this guy was just
hanging on,
having a good time, just enjoying life. And I'm like, you are dad of the year right here, bro.
I met this girl, Jane, and this was after the parade. So she was just, you know, feeling the vibe of the parade. And then she tells me this interesting story of how she actually got to ride on a duck boat in a previous parade.
I am feeling pumped up. This parade was great. Tons of people. Energy was great.
Watching it from a rooftop, I've never had it. I mean, we've been to a lot of parades over the years, but watching it from a rooftop, that was pretty cool.
The rooftop, definitely best experience. I hope everybody at one point in their lives gets to watch a Boston parade from the rooftop.
Now, did any of the players, while they were waving, did you make eye contact with anybody?
I'm going to start the rumor that me and Tom Brady made eye contact.
And you actually rode in a duck boat parade before?
Yes, I worked for the Boston Duck Tours, and I was in the last Patriots parade.
So you were like in the duck boat where everybody's trying to figure out who exactly is in that duck boat?
Yeah, so actually I was the most famous person on that duck boat.
Oh, you didn't have any athletes on the boat?
No, just me.
And you're waving like crazy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, that was awesome. Go Pats.
Cool. Go Pats.
That is funny when you see the duck boats come by and you're like, who's on that one? Oh, team doctors. Okay, sales staff. Yay, sales staff.
Front office.
If it weren't for them, you wouldn't get to watch games. So.
Yeah, you're right.
The practice squad and the coaching staff was completely empty. That was the one duck boat yesterday.
There was a duck boat.
I have video. I'm looking at video of it right now.
There was nobody like, on it.
Just the guys driving. I'm like, come on.
Why wouldn't I have been on it?
If you had a nickel for everybody who said, why wasn't I on it? We could buy coffee.
Why is it that we get so goofy when we think they see us too?
They see you.
Yeah. I know, but it's just so goofy that we like when they.
Jules
they,
made eye contact
he looked
with
at me. He pointed our direction. Did you see that? He looked up here and waved.
When Blondie pointed at me at Mixfest a couple years ago, same.
I couldn't see anything. I was wearing a giant Tom Brady
you really
fat head
did
in
not
my
let
jacket.
That go.
So funny. People were taking pictures with him.
I didn't even know they were taking pictures with me.
He was smiling behind the picture too.
All right, one more piece of funny audio, Salt. What can you tell us about this guy?
So it got started early yesterday, and contrary to all of the warnings from the mayor, people decided to drink in public.
I'm Salt from Mix 1041. What's your name?
Max.
Max, what time did you get out here today?
What time I get here?
This is not a hard question.
About 8 o'clock, and I'm already half in the bag, baby.
Yeah, no, that's clear. That's clear. What do you got hanging around your neck here? What is this?
My dad.
Oh, that's awesome.
My dad.
Your dad is Tom Brady.
Of course, I kiss him on the lips every night before I go to bed.
I love it. I love it.
And then I turn to his friends, and they just start pounding beers in the street. I'm just like,
it's not silly that we like it when they stare at us. It's silly when people call Tom Brady their dad.
He was wearing a baseball card around a medallion, and it was Tom Brady, and that's why I was just like, what? I thought it was a pass.
Literally,
to like get like you know one of the like duck boat passes.
What time I get here?
This is not a hard question.
About 8 o'clock, and I'm already. Half in the bag, baby.
Yeah, no, that's clear. That's clear.
That's clear.
What do you got hanging around your neck here? What is this?
My dad.
Oh, that's awesome.
My dad.
Your dad is Tom Brady.
Of course, I kiss him on the lips every night before I go to bed.
Holy gosh.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
I'm Salt from Mix 1041. What's your name?
Max.
Max, what time did you get out here today?
What time am I gonna? What time I get here?
This is not a hard question.
About 8 o'clock, and I'm already half in the bag, baby.
Yeah, no, that's clear. That's clear. That's clear. What do you got hanging around your neck here? What is this?
My dad.
Oh, that's awesome.
My dad.
Your dad is Tom Brady.
Of course, I kiss him on the lips every night before I go to bed.
I love it. I love it.
If you want to see the video of that, it is now posted up on our Instagram and Facebook. Is
Facebook
that right?
Page, yeah. It's on the Carson and Kennedy Facebook. It's on the Mix Facebook.
Fantastic. Thank you, Salt. So we were down there for the parade, obviously having a great time. And then we get done. The parade's done. And as far as I can tell, Kennedy, producer Dan, and Annie kept the party going.
Yeah, yep. You did.
So I went somewhere. They were staying. And then I told them where I was, and they came to see me. And I'm going to tell the story because I feel like I was more sober than either one of you then at that time.
Yes. I'm going to need you to take the lead
on just,
this.
Just a little spoiler alert. Somebody gets thrown out of the bar among... among this story, okay?
I feel like thrown out is a strong word, but we'll get there.
Okay.
Booted.
Who's so, the smart money?
Kicked out. Right.
We're sitting there, and we're right by the door. This is a smaller bar. I just mm-hmm. want to say mm-hmm. it's not a very gigantic bar, a smaller bar. And in walks two of the most gigantic men I have ever seen.
Okay.
They are somewhere in the neighborhood of 6'7".
Wow.
I looked it up.
Oh, thick so necks. They're like linemen or like defensive players or something
like that.
I'm
not saying a word, but they were gigantic men with a couple of gals with them. Mm-hmm. And... so, you know, they were sort of standing there deciding if they wanted to stay or not. Mm-hmm. And they had the passes around their necks that everyone who was on the floats were wearing. Uh-huh. So I just looked at Danny. I'm like, I think they're Patriots.
Okay.
So Dan, feeling no pain, just says, hey, you play for the Patriots.
Wait, is this how you ripped your pants, Dan?
Did they throw you out?
Did you get beat up by a Patriot?
Got in a wrestling match with the lineman.
And he says, yes, yes, I was. At which point, Dan just starts the loudest chant I've ever heard. He's sitting right across from me in my face. Let's go, Pets! Let's go, Pets! To which most of the bar joins in on.
Okay, good, Dan. Good,
most
good, good.
Of the bar. Not all of the bar, but most of the bar.
Well, it wasn't a sports bar. I'm going to throw it out there.
Gotcha.
So at this point, we sort of try and have a conversation with him because, oh my God, we're talking to a Patriots and we never know what
might
happened.
Be something
I want
show.
Them to sit down next to us like, you know, it sounded like fun.
Okay.
So we started talking. I find out he's from the Midwest area, as am I.
Right.
He knew my town, Wheaton. He knew the college that was there. He knew all about it.
Wow. Yeah.
Smart guy.
Yeah.
And then it's sort of at this point that they decide to sort of ask for drinks.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's at this point that the bartender says, I can't serve you.
To one of you?
No.
To the Patriots.
So the Patriots players were wasted.
Well, yeah, but they just won a Super Bowl and they run a parade. So
I'm
you know what? I'm not judging. I want to be very, very clear
about
judgment.
That. We're just,
because I've been kicked out too.
We're being factual about it. They
weren't
drunk.
Any drunker than me.
So they... So
Dan should have been out too, huh?
I put him on Annie's level, actually.
You know why they didn't
actually, Annie was drunker.
You know why they didn't throw out producer Dan? Because they thought it was Matt Patricia who was in town for the parade.
Yeah. Well, we were all sitting. We didn't stand. We didn't whatever. And then so, you know, they were just, the bar was like, I'm sorry, we just can't. You know, there are laws here and they're very strict. And especially today with the cops and everything like that.
Right.
So they kind of huffed and puffed on the way out. And one of the girls was like, do you know who you just threw out?
Not Tom Brady.
We actually didn't know who he was.
No,
not actually, a clue. Carson, this morning when
was
I got in,
was he wearing a jersey?
My goal was to find out who he was, It took me quite a while to find out who he was. But so I did. I'm not going to say.
53 man roster.
Just a white shirt and jeans.
Right.
But they all had the passes.
Were there Were there two players?
I'm going to assume the other guy was a player. We didn't really talk to him.
Oh, okay.
But I know that the one girl was the guy's wife, and I'm going to assume the other one's wife or girlfriend or something like that.
Right.
But like awesome. I feel like it could have been a really excellent. Moment. Like, I feel like if they'd just been this much less obnoxious, they could have sat down with us and we would have been best friends and it all would have been over.
So what happens at this point? They get thrown out of the bar. Does anybody follow
Dan.
Them? Oh, Dan.
Dan is on the case and he's like, I'm getting audio, doing an interview. So he goes out and we're like, yes, Dan. And then he walks back in and he goes, nope.
I now have what did ripped he say to pants.
You? I said, can I interview you for the radio? He said, not right now, you can't.
And that was that. That was our Patriots encounter of the day.
If anybody should be overserved at the Patriots parade, it should be the Patriots.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well said, yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We have a huge announcement to make. We've had a lot of exciting things happening on the show. We just recently celebrated our 10th anniversary here at the radio station. Going all the way back to the days of Mix 98.5.
I just can't believe we've been here that long. There are times I'm like, oh, well, you know, this picture, like, it looks so old. And I'm like, we've been here a minute, girl.
Right. And, you know, people may not know this about Kennedy and I. We've been friends almost 20 years. We met, I was just starting in radio, and I met Kennedy outside of radio. And I got offered a morning show down in Florida. And I realized quickly that you needed to be working with somebody who was a friend and you had a relationship with and a chemistry with. Mm-hmm. So we started doing this show in Florida and it worked out and people were listening to it. And we went to Memphis and we were there for about 5 years. And then we got offered the job to come to Boston. And here we are 10 years later and 20 years.
This is the longest place we've ever lived.
This is the longest place for me personally or professionally that I've lived anywhere in my life.
I only lived in Chicago for 10 years. So.
Right. And, 18. You know, just the team behind the scenes here at the radio station has been so supportive of our show.
Well, and we brought on Salt, who is, you know.
Right, been a huge part of the show for, I think, 7 years now you've been on the show, Salt, almost.
I forget.
and Dan and Annie, you know, but we couldn't do this without
you at all. And to Sal and to Mike Mullaney and to Mark Hannon, our big boss, all the people at Entercom, they've just been so supportive of the show.
So today is our last day.
And there are. What's crazy to me is there are now more people listening to our show than there were 10 years ago. It has just grown and grown and grown.
We wouldn't be here for everybody.
If it was the opposite, we're probably right.
You know what I'm saying? That's just a given, I feel like.
It could have been the same. It's like
continuous. No, we wouldn't be here, buddy.
Yeah, you're probably right. All right, let's get to the announcement.
Are you in the meetings with the bosses on the weekly?
Let's get to the announcement. Are we ready?
Yes!
This is so exciting. We had to postpone this because the damn Patriots won the Super Bowl. We had a parade. And all that. Okay, let's make the announcement. Oh, by the way, we're on Facebook Live if you want to check it out. Annie's on Facebook Live right now. Hi, guys.
Mix 1041 wants to congratulate the Carson and Kennedy Show on their 10th year of being one of Boston's favorite morning radio shows.
I love them.
Carson and Kennedy.
We're so proud. We've decided to throw them a little party with one of their favorite bands.
This is Mumford & Sons on Mix 1041.
It's Mumford on the Mountain, live from the slopes of Wachusett Mountain. Courtesy of Arbella Insurance. Win your passes for Carson and Kennedy's 10th anniversary with Mumford on the Mountain at 920, 120, 320, and 620. See the show and even ski free that day. Thanks to Wachusett Mountain. Big mountain skiing minutes away. Arbella Insurance. Here for New England. Here for good. Last Note Records. The Doubletree by Hilton Lemonster. And Mix 1041.
Guys, we're having a concert with Mumford and Son at Wachusett.
Salt just lost his head.
Carson, yesterday was the 6th anniversary of us meeting them back in the day.
Right. I remember such a cool event.
Right around the time, same time the Bean Pot was going on.
Right.
I was a little drunk for that.
A little drunk? You drank all of the tequila in Boston that week.
I am so excited. This is so awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so here's the deal. Mumford & Son just debuted with a new album, Delta. It was number one on the Billboard chart. We're talking about a band that sells out arenas around the world.
We went to their last concert when they were here in the Garden, my wife and I. That was actually our date night when we went out. And let me tell you, the show that they put on, because you don't realize the catalog of music that they have now. Right. Oh, my God, it's so awesome.
And they're going to play a show just specifically for us at Wachusett Mountain.
It's really for me.
I think it is.
We want to say thank you to our Bella Insurance and a thank you to Wachusett to allow us to put on this type of event for our 10th anniversary.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, it's spectacular. So cool.
And what we're going to do is we're actually going to do our show the entire morning from Wachusett. So we're taking the whole
from
crew
the
out there. And then we're going to have the concert.
The magic carpet. We'll be just sitting on the magic carpet doing breaks and talking about traffic.
It's so funny. I told my son, Barrett, because he knew this was happening behind the scenes, and I made him choose between going to the parade yesterday or going to...
When do you want to play hooky, son?
The struggle
is... it's a tough freaking life.
The struggle
is real
to
be Barrett Tager.
Yeah.
I tell you right now.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
They're estimating about 1.5 million people were at the Patriots Duck Boat Parade yesterday.
Oh, Julian, we almost got here, too.
It was so close to making that. Yeah, so 1.5 million people were
at
the
parade.
Well, they
were stuck on the T. That's what it was.
What a shocking thing that people came in from the suburbs, 1 million people, and the T was growing.
The other half million were just stuck.
Yeah, there was a couple of things that stood out to me, and I want to go around the room as to what was your favorite things and some of the things that you saw that stood out to you about the parade. But obviously, just the weather made it such a spectacular day. And also, you know, seeing that support and that the fans are not tired, that they're not over it yet.
Nope.
The fact that here we are, how many championships in? We just had one 90 days ago, and that they still came out in force like it was the first time this city had ever won anything. And I think that's pretty special.
I think if it had been cold, you might not see those numbers. But yes.
No, I absolutely, you would not.
I think
you could see that because 30 days ago when it was really cold, nobody came out. Not as many people came out.
Yeah.
I loved
it. It was awesome.
I loved it yesterday because Annie and I, because we got there so early,
yes.
We literally witnessed it go from one person deep to two people deep to three people deep. Right. And then it just jumped up to
the floodgates.
Eight people deep. And you're like, where did this, what is this happening here?
Yeah. It was unbelievable. Two favorite things. One girl came right from MGH. She just worked a 7 to 7 and she just sat right up on the lamppost and was like, I'm going to stay here and I'm going to watch the entire thing. But when the defense came by and everybody started
Sergeant
that chant,
defense.
That just gave me full body chills because I think being a defensive player, you don't get a lot of recognition sometimes because everybody just pays attention to the quarterback.
You could just see their hearts warm when the crowd started defense. Like they appreciate us.
Yes, it was unbelievable.
Yeah. How about you, Kennedy?
Confetti cannons.
Confetti cannons.
I'm sorry. I just nothing like the confetti cannon. And when you look up and you're sort of, you don't see the rest of the crowd. You just see the amazing buildings and architecture here in Boston, like around the library, around all the buildings we were at, just fluttering down. It gives me chills every single time.
Seeing Bill Belichick smile.
Smiling.
For that long. It was amazing.
It hurt him.
It did.
It physically
you know, his
hurt
cheeks.
Him.
It seems to me, though, that we were at the very beginning of the parade.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, next year I'd like to be near the end because by the end, no one was wearing clothes on
the boats. It gets a little nuts.
Like, they were switching shirts with police officers. Like,
Bronx wearing safety vests.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
They were just getting lubed up in the beginning.
Yeah.
Although I also would like to congratulate everyone in the Boston area for heeding Marty Walsh's advice and not smoking marijuana in public or throwing beers at the players. So good job, guys.
Well, that did happen. They were doing it all. In fact,
she's being sarcastic.
You know what sarcasm is?
I wasn't sure if you were being sarcastic or not.
We literally talked about it yesterday, almost half of the parade, how much we smelled.
I watched people throw almost a sleeve of nips at Andrews, and he just pounded them.
Yeah, I saw one where Gronk had his hand in the air, and then a beer just appeared in it from the crowd.
It was unbelievable.
And it looked like it was not real the way it happened. Like it was.
They were gently tossed this time.
Right.
It was eye contact. Yes. And we had made sure that people knew about eye contact, yes.
Yeah, I saw Brady's daughter almost got hit upside the head with something that got thrown.
And that's horrible.
Yeah,
don't come at Viv. Don't come. No.
Yeah, you can see him just like start to look around and then realize who's he going to get mad. You know,
who's he going to get mad at?
Yeah,
I was just coming off the boat.
Yeah,
who hit my daughter? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Which one of you?
We're stopping the parade.
Can you imagine if Salt was on the boat and somebody touched KCP? End of the day. Off the boat. Who did it?
I would jump into the crowd.
Without question. And I would be waiting and selling tickets.
I don't know who the lineman was, the bigger guy with the black hair that had his shirt off and the belly just hanging over his jeans.
Oh, that's delightful.
I'm so here for it.
It was just,
well, they're big ones. They got to block people.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know, you see some of the players and they take off their shirts and it's like six pack and pectoral muscles and ribs and all that
My
stuff.
My ex-husband played football in college. And I mean, they were all offensive linemen. And they would tuck in their shirts under their pads and just let the belly hang.
wedding gown.
Yeah, there was definitely some of that happening yesterday.
You got to embrace it, you know.
Right. You do.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was a lot of fun. I saw online afterwards, it was a pretty bad fight, I guess.
Always. Happen. If there was only one, let's be thankful.
Honestly.
It was bad, though, and I felt so horrible because I felt like people got wrapped up in it that were just trying to, like, break up a fight. Like, you always see that happen. Somebody gets hit that's just trying to help out to break up the fight.
Why would you break up a fight? You gotta let a fight go.
Yeah.
It's not your job. You'll get in the middle and get punched in the head. Yep. You don't know what's happening. Yep. And besides which, I bet you those guys were friends.
Oh, definitely. It's St. Patrick's Day in Southie. This happens all the time.
Friends, brothers against brothers. Right. And then you hug it out.
Edelman is better than Hogan.
Boo.
No, he's better. I'm going to hit you with my Timberland.
That's exactly
why
what
did you touch
was.
My Scally?
Yes.
No. Yeah, I got an appointment with the doctor.
That's my Dunks cup.
Yeah, all those guys were named Sully. And yeah. Maddie.
Okay. Yep.
If you want to see any of the stuff we put up on social media, go to the Instagram page. The Instagram
yes,
has
there's a
bunch
lot
of,
happening. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were lucky enough to be at Lear, and Kennedy and I and producer Dan were up on the rooftop getting some stuff there, and Annie and
it was
Salt
a day.
We were
right
front
there
row.
In the front row. Mm-hmm. There's actually two. There's a couple of really great pictures. I don't know who took the picture of me. They took a picture of Tom Brady on the roof. Or took a picture of Tom Brady, and he's holding up his hands, pointing at six, mm-hmm. you know, for the rings. But it looks like he's pointing right at me. I just happen to be in the stupid background of this picture. It's hysterical.
Totally.
It's always back to you.
You can see my leg in that picture, so he was pointing at me, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Was that your... I didn't see it.
I didn't see your leg.
I was in the building below you guys, so technically I was also in that
you
picture.
You were being pointed at.
Yeah.
Go look at the pictures. They are spectacular. There's a lot of really good stuff in there.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.